Work on Park City's new general plan began back in 2009 when the city surveyed residents to find out what was important to them. Out of that visioning process came the saying, "Keep Park City, Park City." And four core values that have guided the city staff, council, and the planning commission through the process of rewriting the general plan. Those values are a sense of community, historic character, small town, and natural setting, interwoven with maintaining Park City's position as a world-class multi-seasonal resort destination. Prior to the unanimous City Council vote at Thursday's meeting, Park City Mayor Jack Thomas said the city will continue to look at the general plan and reflect on maintaining an economic equilibrium while allowing those four core values to guide them.
Growing our economy, growing our resort industry, and therein lies the question, you know, where do you... How far do you grow it? How far do you expand your community? How much do you encourage community development, economic development? And how does it relate to the core values in the community? Because, you know, ultimately we want to keep Park City, Park City.
Planning Director Thomas Eddington suggested the new general plan, while relatively static, can help inform the decisions for the ever-changing growth patterns in town.
One of the things I would recommend is that, you know, when we do look at this on a biannual basis and we come back really looking at what you guys discuss at your vision and your retreats and looking at what the Planning Commission goes through over the course of that year or 2 years, I think we can start to use this as a baseline in terms of where we are at build out and where we really want to be, how do we want to manage that growth.
The plan's approval was delayed by several months so the city could sift through its minute details. Final revisions on the plan were helped along significantly by a core group of residents who were concerned mostly about their own neighborhoods, but also about the community's fragile balance. Resident and longtime business owner Rob Sledham summed up the sentiments of the public.
I want to thank everyone for the years that have gone into this general plan. And as a resident of Park City for over 40 years and also a business owner for now 34 years, I think it's a good plan and I would encourage adoption and approval.
There were still some residents who asked for more revisions, but council members expressed their satisfaction with where the plan had arrived. While those who didn't go through the process may find it difficult to grasp the significance and the relief felt upon approving the document that will guide the community for years to come, those who witnessed it felt its impact.
Your Honor, I move that we approve an ordinance adopting the Park City General Plan 2014 as amended tonight.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The motion carries. We have a general plan.
Yay!
And then there was cake. Imagine a large sheet cake covered with an edible image of the cover of the general plan. It was a celebration. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.